Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area, a.k.a. the DMV. But I hope you guys are having a good night wherever you are. Hopefully I have some good stimulating conversation and some good words that will help encourage you. I just want to encourage you guys today through word and through song. So stick right here with me for this next hour. Number here is 646-595. 4311. With Karen Clark Sheard and Dorena Clark Coles, He Knows.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Karen, with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is to hold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I'm on?
He knows.
More on us than we
Enjoying your night so far. I just want to encourage you, those who are listening right now, to I'm just going to talk, kind of say, kind of in some ways, just talk from my heart and talk about what I feel like God's telling me to talk about. Wherever you are, I pray that you'll be blessed by this message. You know, it's something that sometimes we learn about life. We're told about different things that happens in our lives, and certain things that will happen, and certain things that will come. Now we're going to have tribulations sometimes. We'll have these different things, but Jesus says, "But lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world." You know, so sometimes we go through things, and we have this manual, which for as Christians we say, you know, sorry, let me stay focused. We had this manual for us as Christians, which we call the Bible. And, you know, and certain things, you know, says in the Bible, which I'm going to preach on today. But with that, with what I'm about to say, also comes certain other things as well. So, first of all, wherever you are now, I just pray that you will pray for me as I allow God to use me to bring forth his word tonight. Again, this is something I'm just speaking from my heart about, you know, so I just want you guys to bear with me. Tonight's message, if you want to put a message to, is that the time, don't, that they're about the seasons. Don't forget about the seasons. The seasons do exist. Now you might wonder, what do you mean by seasons do exist? I think sometimes we have this manual, which I was saying is the Bible, and sometimes we forget that we go through seasons. God has designed our lives that there's a time for everything under the sun. There is a time for everything under the sun. And I think that sometimes we forget that we have this manual, which is the Bible for us as Christians, and that some things are going to happen in our lives. Everything is not going to be a happy occasion. Happy occasions do exist in the time when it is supposed to exist. But also with the happiness, you have the other side of the coin sometimes, which is sometimes sadness. Sometimes you might have sorrow. Now, on the flip side, you might have joy. Sometimes you might have peace, and then sometimes you might not have peace. But the point I'm saying is that there's a time and place for everything under the sun. Seasons do exist. And I say, you might say, well, how did I come up with this? I think this best fits the title, best fits this message, because I think we say, this cannot happen to me. These particular things that are going on in my life cannot happen to me. This is not happening to me. Why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? Why am I hurting right now? Why am I lonely? Why am I dealing with these things? But I want to encourage someone out there tonight that there's a season for everything that comes our way. So why act surprised? It's going to happen. You know, recently, I had a conversation with a friend. It might be a friend or cousin, and my grandmother just passed away, probably about a week and a half. In less than a week, we had her funeral last Friday. So about a week ago this time, my mother and I were traveling the hills of West Virginia, headed towards the hills of Maryland and West Virginia, and, you know, to get to Charleston. And life goes. Even when you're hurting, life still goes on. Life still goes on. Seasons do exist. Now, and sometimes I think that we forget that these seasons do exist. We forget that there are going to be some times where we're going to be happy. There are going to be some times where we're sad. But back to that story. In this story, I was having a discussion with someone, and it's like, you know what? Yeah, I was speaking with my cousins. And the thing about it is this. We're born into this world. We have an expiration date. We're born, and at a particular time, God knows when, that second, that moment, that day, everything. He knows exactly when it's our time to leave. When it is our time to leave, guys, we're going to leave. There might be some times where you might almost be in some situations, and it's nothing but the grace of God. But in the end, God knows when our time on this earth is up. Seasons do exist. So there's no reason to be shocked or alarmed that my grandmother, who was 94, passed on and went to be with the Lord, because her time had come. Her season in this body, in this earthly body, in this realm, was over. It expired. Seasons do exist. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it states this. It states the following, verses 1 through 8. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. And you might say, okay, this is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. And you might be saying, well, G-Wright, what does it have to do with seasons do exist? I want to tell you this. Believe what the Word of God says. Believe that as this thing says, there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. There's a purpose for a time. Seasons do exist. There's a purpose for your time. Now I want to tell you this. You know, sometimes you might have these conversations with your friends, and you might say, you know, I'm right now having an abundant season in my life. Everything is going well. Everything I'm doing is prospering. Everything is working out. My family's happy. My friendships and relationships are thriving. And then sometimes there might be a time we say, well, it seems like as if I'm being tested and tried on every hand. And then there's time where it's like, you know what, it's time for me to be by myself. And then there's time for you to open up. So there's a time for everything. There's a purpose for where you are right now. There's a reason why my life was touched by this woman of God who passed away to go to the Lord. There's a reason why my mother went with me on this trip. There's a purpose for every time, for everything that happens in our lives. There is a purpose. So nothing is just happening by happenstance. Nothing is just happening by coincidence. We say these things when we don't understand what God is really doing in our lives. So sometimes we act shocked where we're dealing with death. Sometimes we act like we're going to be here forever. We are not going to be here forever. But for the moment that you're here, for every second that you're here, make it count. There's a purpose for a time. Why is there a purpose for a time? God doesn't make mistakes. I want to tell you something right there. God does not make mistakes. You know, it's when you dwell upon the Word and you think about the Word, you focus on the Word, and the Word comes in you. And when you're going through, God will bring those words that you've been studying, those things back to your life. He'll make that Word become real for you. So that you're focusing on that Word of God, and yes, you eat that Word, you grow spiritually. Guess what? There's a purpose for that. God does not make mistakes. The things that you're experiencing right now are meant to help you to become a better person. They're meant to help you to understand what God is trying to do in your life. They're to help you to get to the next place where God wants you to go. Life is like a highway. And we all going through different, we're all now different lanes. And sometimes we connect and we're rolling together. And sometimes God might take you, have you go to the right. He might keep that person going straight on a different highway. And but guess what? The highway might come back eventually. There's a purpose for everything that you're going through. God does not make mistakes. So if God does not make mistakes, I'm here to tell you today that you've got to believe. You've got to believe that there is a reason for what you're going through. You have to believe it. And I think that sometimes we feel that because when we give our lives to the Lord, that things are going to always be sweet and nice. Like a nice smooth, like you're drinking a nice smoothie. We think that everything is going to be nice and smooth and tasty and delicious. But sometimes there comes a time where you got to put down that sugar. And sometimes things become kind of salty. Sometimes we go through life and situations and things become just a little salty. And then we act shocked. We act shocked when things happen in our lives. We act like, God, you know, I serve you every day. You know, I love you every day. I write music for you. I read the word. I do these things in my friends' lives. I do these things in my family's lives. And I'm believing you that everything's going to remain sweet and nice. But I think that sometimes we forget that we have to bear our own crosses. Seasons do exist. Everything cannot always be the same. You've got to believe God's word. You got to believe God's word. You got to believe God's report. Because, you know, the thing about it is this. If we don't believe that seasons exist, we believe that everything will always remain the same. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it tells us there's a time for everything. There's time to rejoice, and then there's time to be solemn. There's time to be born and a time to die. You're not going to live forever in this earthly body. And I think that sometimes we fall into that mundane thing of rut or that same cycle that things are going to always be the exact same way. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm sharing from my heart tonight. I was one of those people who hated change. I hated change. If I always ate the same thing, I'm going to eat the same thing every time. If I like chicken fried rice, guess what? I'm going to eat chicken fried rice pretty much most of the time. You know, well, I don't like change. I don't like to see that sometimes friendships have to go, and that sometimes other friendships do come, but there are some friendships that are going to end. I did not like change, but I'm here to let you guys understand this, is that we cannot act like we're shocked when seasons change. We cannot act like we're shocked when seasons change, because it says in God's word, there's a time for everything. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal. You know, there's a time for everything. There's a purpose for everything. There's a purpose for time. You know, not only is there a purpose for time, not only does God not make mistakes, God does not make mistakes. You have to believe God's word and his report. You got to believe it that there is time for everything. Not only that, you have to be available. You have to be available to understand your season that you're in. You know, I think sometimes we feel as if things should just come to us. And we feel that as if we have to, convey. We feel that everything comes to us without us doing something. For every action, there's a reaction. You have to be available to understand the season that you're in. You have to be available to understand the season that you're in. You know, and, you know, it's like this. For myself, you know, this is a time of grief. You know, my grandmother passed away. She's in a better place, and it's easier said than done to say that she's in a better place and I should be happy for her, which I am. But, you know, I miss talking to my grandmother. You know, and I know those of you guys who are listening, you miss talking to your loved ones who passed away. Sometimes you miss talking those conversations with people that you consider to be friends, and perhaps those friendships have died and passed away as well. But you've got to know that's what season you're in. And then you got to make better decisions. You have to make better decisions upon that. But you have to make yourself available to know and understand what season am I in. Boys and girls, we are born and we will die. We will, not maybe, but we will experience pain. We will experience joy. We will experience the time of weep, and then we will experience the time to laugh or the time of laughter. We will experience things that have been torn down and then those things that have been rebuilt. There's a season for everything, and I think that sometimes we lose sight because we fall into that cycle that everything should always be the same. And I'm here to let you know, just like your body is growing, just like you go from a little boy to a young man to a man, then you're going to start to become an older man, then an old man, and eventually die. It might not happen tomorrow. It might happen for some people in their 30s. It might happen for some people in their 40s, but whatever time it is, that's the ordained time where you're supposed to leave. Seasons do exist. Why are we acting so shocked? Why do we act as if it's so, everything's going to remain the same? It's not. And then guess what? With those things, with those relationships and those pieces, when those things fall, those things, you seem as if, feel as if your foundation is no longer there. I want to encourage you that you're not alone. And then it's that time for God to rebuild. What season am I in my life? What is God rebuilding? What is God preparing me for? Why am I experiencing what I'm experiencing? But don't be shocked when these things happen. Because the Word of God says that these things will happen. In 1 Peter 4, verses 12 through 19, Peter writes this: "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or a thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is written for judgment to begin with God's household. If it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. No matter what seasons you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, I want you to understand that there's a purpose for the time that you're in. Not only is there a purpose or reason, purpose builds you up. So point two, seasons do exist. First, there's a purpose for the time you're in, the space that you're in, the season that you're in, for what you're going through. Not only is that, but the season prepares you for what's to come next. That season builds you up. That season prepares you. How does it prepare you? When you're going through something and you're dealing with things, you have an understanding because you've gone through it. It creates I think the word is empathy for someone else who's gone through. If you've been a drug addict, guess what? You have, and you're clean today, it gives you empathy for someone who's gone through that. Empathy is much more than sympathy. Empathy means I understand. It's even deeper. I understand what you're going through. Because I've gone through. Not just sympathy saying I feel sorry for you or it goes out to you, but empathy, I have gone through that thing myself. Seasons exist. The season prepares you for what's to come next. It builds you up. You know, lifting weights is something that I used to really get into a lot. I spent a lot of time in gym, and I can tell you this, that as a result of that, you know, there are certain things that I carry around as a result of my having gone to gym a lot. You know, so that even when you're in a season, you're going through and you've been through something, that season prepares you for what's to come next. It builds you up. It builds you up in your faith. It builds you up in your hope. It builds you up in joy. It builds you up in all these different things because you've gone through something that has gone to your memory bank, and your memory bank, your data bank that you can rely on, something that you can depend on, something that you say, I've been there. That's come with someone who's a drug addict. You can't tell them certain things. If you've never been a drug addict, there's certain things you won't understand. I can give you steps. I can help you through it. I can counsel you. I can tell you all the things that you should do. But guess what? If I had been a drug addict myself, then there's something that I can say, this is what I've gone through, and this is how that season I went through has helped me, has built me up. Now, the season prepares you for what's come next. It builds you up in your faith. Not only does it build you up in your faith, but it teaches you. Not only does it build you up in your faith, build you up, but those experiences enable you. They teach you. Those experiences teach you how to live. How to live. I have to say this. I'll say this, within the probably last 5 years or so, we've laid to rest several people in my family. And the first couple times, I was always out of the country. The first two, I was out of the country. These last three, I've been here. And this time, I could say of all the ones, I realized and recognized when my grandmother, my first grandmother, my mother's mother, was passing away. So I understood that even though I didn't want her to leave when I left to go on tour, that I understood that this might be the last time I see her in the flesh. And it was a totally different experience, one that I will always cherish for the rest of my life and I will never, ever forget. Of my experience with her before she transitioned. And that's another, you know, with one of my cousins, I wasn't here. With my aunt, one of my aunts, I was in the country. I wasn't traveling. And then my cousin, you know, I was here. But this, when my dad's mother passed, and I was there with her on the 26th of December visiting her, I remembered that I think I saw, not understood, what she was going through. I understood that she was going through a transition. And the season, and seeing that she was going through, she was in a different season in her life. And I was in a different season in my life. And I had a chance to see God's grace, to experience God's love, to experience God's joy, to experience what it might feel like to make the transition that she was making the way she was making it. She might have been in pain. Not may, might have. She was in pain. But she always loved God. She never cursed God. She always loved God. She always had the faith. And when it came time to round time, she was ready. So that experience teaches me how to want to live, how to want to live a godly life, how to thirst to be authentically, to be an authentic Christian. When I say authentic Christian, I mean not just saying I'm a Christian, but I'm going to go out here and fornicate like everyone else is doing. I'm a Christian, but I'm going to sing to provocative music that just generates the lust of the flesh and lust of the eyes and the pride of life. But say, I want to be an authentic Christian. I want to spread God's word. I want to spread God's love in its truest form. So that season I'm in, I was able to see and able to be silent, because there's a time to be silent. There's a time to, you know, and I was able to be silent and focus and see how she was transitioning and see how God was transitioning her to the next phase in her spiritual journey. You know, it says they say to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of God, to be with God. I'm going to tell you this. This season I've been prepared for this season because of the other seasons I've gone through, because of the other things I've experienced and the other things I've seen. So this is a different type of season for me. I was able to see her season. I was able to see her going through the place where she was beginning to pass away, when she was having a hard time breathing, when she was almost gone. And I say this to say because probably like the first week in January, she had no, and I spoke with her, she had no idea I had seen her December the 26th. She had no idea. So, I want to ask, seasons do exist. There's a purpose for the time for the season that you're in. Next point, the season prepares you for what's to come next. It builds you up in your faith. Those experiences teach you how to live. Not only that, in preparing you, you have to be willing to receive. What would have happened if in my conversation with my grandmother, I had ignored the fact that she was about to pass? I would have ignored the fact in those last conversations that I had with her. I would have missed it. If I wasn't willing to receive what God wanted me to learn from the experience, I would have missed one of the most beautiful things, situations that could have happened. So I think that once my grandmother was 94, and at that point, she knew she was tired. She said she was tired. She was ready to go. Am I going to ignore that? Let me tell you this. I did what I had to do to make sure that her last days here while I was in her presence was what she wanted. And I'm saying this, I believe the family is very, very important. And I took the pictures that she had of her grandmother, of my great grandmother, her mother, and her father, and had them blown up. And maybe I think earlier I had blown up the wrong pictures, maybe like in October. So I went back in December. I think in December I had to take the wrong photos, and I did what I had to do to make sure that she, her wish was taken care of. When you're going through different seasons, you don't know when God, those seasons are going to change. Because while you're going through that season of preparation, the next season might change. And each person is going through a different season. But sometimes our seasons interlock and we're going through the same thing, the same struggles at the same time. But then those different seasons come and they go, come and go. If you ignore, if you're not willing to receive what God wants you to receive from people in the season that they're in and in the season that you're in, you're going to miss something very, very important that God is trying to say to you in your life. Let me tell you this. I took, in regards to my grandmother, I took those pictures and I mailed them and I said, look, Dad, Uncle, I spoke to both of them. I need you to put these pictures up in this room. Because I knew she was about to transition, and those pictures were there. They put those pictures up. Before she took her last breath, I did that thing that she asked me to do. The seasons prepare you. I want to encourage you, you know, life is not promised to us. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next day. So you need to understand that seasons do exist. Don't be shocked because you're going through something. Don't be shocked when people talk about you. Don't be shocked when people create things or situations just to try to bring negativity your way. Don't be shocked. There's a time and place for everything. There's a time for everything. And sometimes God will say, look, I need you to be quiet. Then sometimes God will say, it's time for you to speak. You know, seasons do exist. I don't understand why we act so shocked. It's like, if you don't pay your bill, guess what? They're going to turn your service off. Why are you shocked that they turn your service off? You don't pay, you don't play. Why do we act so shocked when the bad things come? Because even though those bad things come, as it says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19, suffering, we're going to suffer for Christ. There's a time for God to bring judgment to his household. There's a time for judgment that God's going to bring on the earth. I just want to encourage you guys tonight to not act like you're shocked. There's a season for everything. There's a purpose. The seasons prepare you. And more than anything else, or even in addition to that, God created seasons. Ka! Woo! God created seasons. And you know, oh, Lord, what am I feeling right now? Guys, this is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling this right now. I go through this if God loves me. I can go through this pain if God loves me. You know, and we go into a self-pity party. We go to a self-pity party. But listeners, I want you to understand, God created seasons. I look at the life of Job. Whew, look at the life of Job. Read book of Job. The book of Job will calm you down. The book of Job will bring you back to reality. of the different things that can possibly happen and seasons that we possibly can go through in our lives. God created seasons. Yes, God created laughter. God created the time for weeping. God created the time to be born. God created time to die. God created the time to plant. God created the whole thing of uprooting. God created every activity under heaven. God created that time. God created seasons. Seasons do exist. Now, if we're looking out at the weather, and we say, why are we going through all these different things? Why are we experiencing all these different different storms? I mean, I know that I'm my age. I was about to tell my age, but I'm not about to tell my age right now. But I've never, ever seen where the whole continent, the whole entire United States had the same storm or storms coming back to back so quickly, covering so vast of areas. Vast areas at the same time. Such a big area at the same time. I've never seen that. Now, because of other situations, probably because of the things that we've done as man in the earth with these inventions, it's kind of messed up the ozone layer. It's kind of messed up everything, throwing everything off course. So that you can, sometimes it's hard to tell if it's winter or if the next day is spring-like or if the next day is fall-like. So air to be mixed. But I want to encourage you today that God created seasons. Don't hate the season you're in. Don't hate the season you're in. But embrace it. Embrace your season. Embrace your season. Embrace where you are right now. Embrace what you're dealing with. Seasons do exist. And guess what? I say I don't feel like going through being in a time of grieving. Guess what? I'm in a time of grieving. This preacher, my sister-in-law, Bishop, Apostle Tina Beatty, she said this to me. She said, the truth is the truth. You know, and it's a story, and it really touched home with me. Someone was complaining about people talking about, this person was complaining about people talking about her. She went, you know, so she asked, well, what are they saying? The lady responded, they're saying that I've been to 26 churches in 3 years. I'm not telling the story correctly, but the gist of it, not necessarily the minute details, but the gist of the story is this. They were talking about her. They were saying that she had been to 26 churches in 3 years. Guess what? My sister responded, that's the truth. That's the truth. Why are you upset about the truth? Get past that. That's the truth. Okay, you've been to 26 churches. Now let's keep it moving. I want to encourage you today to embrace your season. Be honest about the season that you're in. I can say I don't want to be a time of grieving. Guess what? You're still in time of grieving. I can say I don't want to be in a time where God placed on my heart to be silent. But there's a reason for you being in that season of being silent. There's a reason for that season. There's a reason for that season. Be honest about it. You cannot ignore your season. Whatever way you try to run away, think about this. Think about this. Think about Jonah and the whale. God wanted the people of Nineveh to repent. Jonah was supposed to be the one to go And his season was to what? Was it to plant? Was it to uproot, tear down, or time to build? You're like, boom, I need you to do X, Y, and Z, and I will save you. But he said, I don't want to do that. He ran. He ran from the season he was in. Went on a boat. They're in a great storm. The fishermen, they drew lots back then to see who's upset. Who are the gods upset with? And he's like, my God, I'm supposed to. And he's like, throw me over. They throw him over. He gets swallowed by a whale. Eventually, he ended up having to do that exact same thing that God wanted him to do in the first place. You cannot outrun your season. You cannot outrun the season that you're in. If you're in a time where God's trying to get you to rebuild you, you cannot run. You cannot outrun your season. You cannot outrun that time of preparation. My grandmother could not outrun her season to die. She could not outrun her season. You might be in a season right now where God is desiring to move you to another place. You cannot outrun that season. Hallelujah. Woo! You cannot outrun God. You cannot outrun God's call in your life. You can push it off. You can say, I don't feel like doing it. But listen, you're at this place. We're at this place right now, a place of decision. We're at a place of decision. Do I embrace this time of change and what God's trying to do, or do I stay in this situation that's meant to die? Can you live in a body that's dying? Can you physically do that? You cannot. You cannot outrun God's will. You cannot outrun the season that you're in, that's in your life. And you might be going through something today. But I want you to understand that if you stand on God's word, if you stand and you believe and you pray, you spend a time with God, God will show you the season that you're in. Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and read verses 1 through 8. Read the whole entire chapter if you want to. It's titled, A Time for Everything. Men and women, think it not strange that we're going through things. Think it not strange that we're in this place where we're feeling uncomfortable in the season that we're in, because we're so busy remembering the season, the good season that we say is a good season that we used to live in. But we're not in that season right now. We're in a different season. You're in a different season. Someone's out there and you're listening. And I want to tell you, God is saying to you, it's time for you to run. It's time for you to continue on your race. It's time for you to take that word of God and take it with you wherever you go. It's time for you to take the baton. I've taken, hallelujah, the baton that my grandmother left for me. I've taken that legacy. I've taken hold of the word of God spoken over my life, and I'm going to live this life so one day I will see her again. Seasons do exist. Think it not strange. Think it not strange, because there's a purpose for what you're going through. The season prepares you. And more than anything, you have to realize that God created the seasons. The seasons are not your enemy. The seasons are meant to help you to understand and to embrace God's will in your life. When you're out in that season of laughing, laugh. When you're in that season of weeping, weep. When you're in that season of building, build like you've never built. When you're in that season of tearing down, allow God to tear down, knowing that God is building you up for the next season, for something that's coming up next. That what am I supposed to learn? And I believe that in this hour, if you embrace the season that you're in, you're going to understand your purpose. You're going to understand how this is preparing you for the next move, for the next phase of your life. And then you're going to understand that God created the seasons. No season is better than the other season. But to be in God's presence and hear him say, my child, well done, is the greatest thing we will ever hear in our lives, in our ears. I want to encourage you tonight, and I pray that God will bless you. I pray that you will grab hold of the baton that God has given you spiritually and physically to go into the next area of your life, to in the next phase of your journey, the next season of your life. And I pray that God will continue to bless you. I pray that someone out there who's listening right now, you're going through something. You're going through a season of change. I want to encourage you, change is from the Lord. Change is from the Lord. You might be hurting right now, but change comes from the Lord. And be willing to receive that change. Be willing to walk that season that God wants for you. Because you cannot go forward if you keep on doing the exact same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. God is saying enough of that. Receive what God wants for you. Understand it and believe it. Seasons do exist. Don't be shocked. Don't be scared. Don't be alarmed, because those seasons are from God. And when you stop resisting and you receive those, what you're supposed to receive this season, you can see God begin to move in your life. You're going to see him begin to change things in your life. Stop resisting the change. Stop acting as if you're in a season of rejoicing. You're supposed to be in a season of reaping, of sorrow. Stop acting like you're in a season of building. You're supposed to be in a season of tearing down. Stop acting as if you're in a season of speaking when God's telling you to be silent and to listen. Seasons do exist for a reason, for a purpose, to build you. And never forget God created seasons. So because God created seasons, have faith in him. And trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Because the Lord is your shepherd. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If any man hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him. And he with me. In this hour, God wants you to remember the true purpose. Seasons do exist. But more than anything, through those seasons, God wants to be glorified and God wants to have first place. So perhaps you are saying, God, I want you to move in my life. I just want you right now to know that Jesus is right here. His word says, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he will be in the midst. And God's presence is touching you. So right now, you're having back problems. You're having shoulder problems. But I want you to know that you can feel the presence of God right now. Feel in your room. Some of you guys, you're tired. You're having headaches. But I want you to understand that God's presence is right there with you. God is healing you right now. Believe and have the faith. And know that God has you. Those of you who might be having panic attacks, I want you to understand God's presence is here. And God says, release it. Believe in me. Believe in me. Jesus is right here. If you don't know Christ, you can know Christ today, right now. Just repeat after me. Father God, I realize that I'm a sinner. And I need your grace. And I need your mercy. I need your Holy Spirit to fill my life. I pray that you cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. And I pray that you will fill my spirit with your Holy Spirit. Have your way in my life. I pray that I will embrace the season, that I'll be willing to grow, that I'll be willing to learn what you want me to learn in this season. And I realize that you've created seasons, so I will trust in you. I will read the word. I will meditate on your word. I will walk with you every day, and I want you to walk with me every day in my life. And I pray that my life will glorify you. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and I believe you raised him up in 3 days. I give you my all, and I thank you for forgiving me for my sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I pray that God will lead you and bless you, and I pray to go to a church that's preaching the word of God, that's preaching Jesus Christ, that's preaching love and showing that love. Be encouraged. I'm going to leave you today with this song. And I believe that God has heard your heart. Don't fear, but know that God loves you. By Kirk Franklin. Seasons do exist. Don't be shocked. Trust in God. God bless you, and I will see you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless.
Hello, fear.
Chapter's over.
My heart is refusing to be.
Lord has set me free.
No longer your prisoner.
Hallelujah.
Today I've been set
far away from you.
Apart from you is where I belong.
See, I got a new love now, y'all.
Never,
help me.
Never again will I trust you.
See, I'm not fighting with you no more. Heard no.
Farewell,
bye-bye.
Goodbye, so long.
To the little boy that they let go.
Farewell,
bye-bye.
Goodbye, so long.
They owe me. He's out the door.
Farewell,
thank you, Jesus.
Goodbye, so long.
And if you're with me, I need to hear you say.
Farewell,
yes.
Goodbye, so long.
I need for you to try one more time.
Farewell,
believe one more time.
Goodbye,
dream one more time.
So
look at fear one more time. And say.
Before you sit down.